Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. There are many ways to learn about God, and one of those ways is through songs, which do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. And here at Barah Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best music producers, and one of the best singers all rolled up in one package. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. Today, you'll hear a song from June's third album, the Calling You to Freedom album. And that song is, I Am Beautiful. I am beautiful. So often, we feel bad about ourselves. And I think it's Santa Claus's fault. You may remember the song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Well, remember this, you better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. And since we were kids, we've been receiving messages that we're acceptable when we're good and we're unacceptable when we're bad. Well, the Bible paints quite a different picture. Are we bad? Sure we are. Romans chapter 3, verses 10 and 11 say this, as it is written, there is no creature who is righteous, not even one. Romans 3:11 says, there's no creature who understands God. There's no creature who seeks for a relationship with God. So are we bad? Most definitely. Romans chapter 7, verse 15, Paul, one of the greatest believers of all time, 30 years into his ministry, says, what I'm doing, I don't understand. For I'm not practicing the good I would like to do, but I'm doing the very thing I hate. Yes, we're bad, yet God loves us anyway, because God loves the unlovable. And he loves us most, especially when we're bad. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says this, God the Father demonstrates his own unconditional love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, while we were unrighteous, ungodly, unbelievers, Christ died as a sin substitute for us. So when we are at our worst, God the Father sent his Son to die so that we wouldn't have to. And why did he do that? Because he loves us unconditionally, with no condition. So you cannot, under any circumstances, disappoint God. But if you go to most of the churches in the world today, they will all tell you that if you don't stop sinning, God will be very disappointed with you. And that if they don't say it directly, they'll say it subtly. And they're just absolutely not correct about that. So let's listen to a song where that June wrote. The song is called I Am Beautiful, and it gives us a picture of how we ought to think about ourselves.
Throne, I am beautiful. the man's opinion, nor what others see, changes the fact that I truly love me. Jesus lives within me. I reflect his might. Yes, he shines right through me, and I am his delight. I am beautiful. I see myself as beautiful. The eyes of my soul can see how the Father looks at me. I am beautiful. I see myself as beautiful. I am beautiful. God has made me beautiful. I am beautiful. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I know who's beholding me. No circumstance will ever change that the Trinity. And see how my Father looks at me. I am beautiful. I see myself as beautiful. I am beautiful. God has made me beautiful. God thinks I am beautiful.
John 4a, the second part, says God is unconditional love. 1 John 4:9, by this the unconditional love of God was manifested, that is, made clearly visible in us, that God the Father has sent his uniquely born Son into the world so that we might live the resurrection life through him. God loves you unconditionally. You can never disappoint him. He always has, he always will. See you as beautiful. So thanks, June, for this very beautiful and instructive song. Psalm 95:1 says, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. And we dedicate the closing moments of this lesson to anyone watching or to anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the God who thinks you're beautiful, the faithful one, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says this, and it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of an eternal life for you that you cannot lose. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision that you can make in your lifetime. And it's a simple five-word request that gets you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this. The repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Nine words, Jesus. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let today be the day you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, and then get to know him, grow by means of grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord himself says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life." That's the resurrection life right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. The Lord is eager to save you. The Lord is seeking you out. And all you have to do is decide. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have 2 different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.